Die Trying by Lee Child. Read by Jonathan MacLean. Chapter 1. Nathan Rubin died because he got brave. Not the sustained kind of thing that wins you a medal in a war, but the split-second kind of blurting outrage that gets you killed on the street. He left home early, as he always did, 6 days a week, 50 weeks a year. A cautious breakfast, appropriate to a short, round man aiming to stay in shape through his 40s. A long walk down the carpeted corridors of a lakeside house, appropriate to a man who earned $1,000 on each of those 300 days he worked. A thumb on the button of the garage door opener, and a twist of the wrist to start the silent engine of his expensive imported sedan. A CD into the player, a backward sweep into his gravel driveway, a dab on the brake, a snick of the selector, a nudge on the gas, and the last short drive of his life was underway. 6:49 in the morning, Monday. The only light on his route to work was green, which was the proximate cause of his death. It meant that as he pulled into his secluded slot behind his professional building, the prelude ahead of Bach's B minor fugue still had 38 seconds left to run. He sat and heard it out until the last organ blast echoed to silence, which meant that as he got out of his car, the three men were near enough for him to interpret some kind of intention in their approach. So he glanced at them. They looked away and altered course, three men in step, like dancers or soldiers. He turned toward his building, started walking, but then he stopped and looked back. The three men were at his car, trying the doors. "Hey!" he called.